This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The one who loves a person, he obeys that person. You love your father. If you love your father, you obey him, ya akhi. Imagine, ya sheikh, imagine. Yani your father, he tells you, if you really love me, why didn't you do as I say? You disobey me and you claim that you love me. Your father will be angry. Your mother will be angry. Your mother says, you claim that you love me, but you did not listen to me. You did not obey me. What kind of love is that? What kind of love is that? Wallahu al-mathal al-a'la, wa lillahi al-mathal al-a'la. How can you claim that you love Allah? How can you claim that you love Rasulullah and you do not follow his ways and you do not follow the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? How much Quran do you love? Because Rasulullah used to love the Quran. How much salah do you love? Because Rasulullah, he used to love the salah. How much sadaqah do you love? Because Rasulullah used to love giving sadaqah, charity sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Don't start the timer yet. I have not started yet, so keep it like that. Are you people tired? We can finish it right now. I'll just go back home, inshallah ta'ala. And why don't you all stand up? Everybody stand up, inshallah. Everybody stand up. MashaAllah, tabarakallah, mashaAllah, tabarakallah. You know the treat, you know the drill, you know it, right? Yalla, 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 show me some hugs. Yalla, yalla, quick, quick, quick. Show me some hugs. Bismillah. Jazakum Allah khair, barakallah fikum. I know you've been sitting for a long time, and we'll make it worthwhile for all of you. Take your seats, please. Jazakum Allah khair. We'll make it worldwide for all of you, inshallah ta'ala. Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah. وما يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله حياكم الله أيها الإخوة الأخوات حياكم الله وآواكم وبياكم ونصركم وطبتم وطاب ممشاكم وتبوأتم من الجنة منزلا وأسأل الله تعالى الذي جمعنا في هذا المكان المبارك على طاعته أن يجمعنا تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله عذرا يا رسول الله عذرا يا رسول الله. I'm speaking to you and I already have this goosebumps. I'm saying that we need to apologize to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam in many ways. We not only have failed to revive the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, we even have failed to defend him properly sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Udhran ya Rasulullah. We have not even failed reviving the sunnah of the Prophet, we also have failed in defending him properly sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If I were to ask
you today who amongst you love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who loves Rasulullah? Of course, a lot of you will be raising their hands and say, I do love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But do you know? Do you know the qadr of Rasulullah? Do you know the value of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? A lot of us don't even know who is this man sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't know the qadr, the value of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala خلق الخلق واصطفى وربك يخلق ما يشاء ويختار. Just to give you a little perspective on who the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. Allah creates and He selects. Allah creates and selects, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He creates and He favors, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah created the seven heavens, and amongst all the heavens, Allah favored the Firdaus al-A'la. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the skies, and amongst all the skies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He favored the seventh sky. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created the angels, and amongst all the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He favored Mika'ila wa Jibreel wa Israfil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created nations, and amongst all the nations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He favored this nation. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in a hadith reported by the Sunan, narrated by Abu Musa, or narrated by Ibn Mas'ud, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنتم موفون سبعون أمة أنتم أفضلها وأحبها إلى الله. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says, you will be coming along 70 other nation. You, this nation is the most beloved nation in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind, men, people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He favored the prophets, and He favored the messengers, and from the prophets and messengers, He favored Ibrahim, five, Ulul Azm, Ibrahim, wa Musa, wa Isa, wa Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, and amongst those fives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He favored Ibrahim and Muhammad, and amongst or between Ibrahim and Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He favored the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and He made him the seal of the prophets, the final prophet, and the seal of all the prophets sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No prophet, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, no prophet will enter Jannah until the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters it first. And no ummah, no nation will enter Jannah until the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters it first. We are the last nation that was sent out to mankind, and we will be the first nation to enter Jannah. Because we follow this man. We follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He calls all the prophets by name except Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He calls Adam, Ya Adam, Ya Adam, uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Ibrahim, Ya Ibrahim, qad saddaqta al-ru'ya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He calls Nuh, Ya Nuh, udkhul bi salam. Ya Nuh, with his name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Musa, Ya Musa, inni ana Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Zakariya, Ya Zakariya, inna nubashiruka bi ghulamin ismuhu Yahya. Allah calls Yahya, Ya Yahya, khudi al-kitaba bi quwwah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Isa, Ya Isa, inni mutawaffika. Except Rasulullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls him, يا أيها النبي، الله، يا أيها النبي، إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا. Oh, you prophet. He does not say, Ya Muhammad. He says, Oh, you prophet. صلى الله عليه وسلم. خصه الله بالشفاعة. خصه الله بالشفاعة. صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has singled him out, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the greatest intercession. When all the other prophets will refuse to intercede, comes the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to intercede on our behalf. When bunch of believers will go to Adam, Ya Adam, Ya Nabi Allah, ishfa' lana, O Adam, intercede on our behalf. Adam will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ غَضِبَ الْيَوْمَ غَضَبًا لَمْ يَغْضَبْ مِثْلَهُ بَعْدَهُ وَلَنْ يَغْضَبْ مِثْلَهُ لَمْ يَغْضَبْ مِثْلَهُ قَبْلَهُ وَلَنْ يَغْضَبْ مِثْلَهُ بَعْدَهُ اذهبوا إلى غيره، اذهبوا إلى نوح. When people will go to Adam, Oh Adam, intercede on our behalf. On that day, whereby the sun will be on the top of the heads, in a day equivalent to 50,000 years. In 50,000 years, a day equivalent, في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة. In a day equivalent to 50,000 years, the sun on top of the heads. And people will be naked, barefooted. Aisha, she says, Ya Rasulullah, people, men and women all together, naked, barefooted. The Prophet says, yes, O Aisha, but nobody will care about anybody else. Everybody will be saying, Nafsi, Nafsi, myself, myself. Even the Prophets, all of them will say, myself, myself. So did Prophet Adam. He will say, myself, myself. Idhabu ila ghayri. Idhabu ila Nuh. Idhabu ila Nuh. He's terrified. He's petrified. He's scared that day. Go to Nuh. We will go to Nuh, who gave da'wah for 950 years. Ya Nuh, ishfa' lana. O Nuh, intercede on our behalf. Nuh will say, Inna Allah qad ghadiba al-yawma ghadab. Lam yaghdab mithlahu qablah. Wa lan yaghdab mithlahu ba'dah. Idhabu ila ghayri. Idhabu ila Ibrahim. O Nuh, intercede on our behalf. He will say, no, Allah, he's so angry today. He has never become this angry and he will never become this angry. Go to somebody else. Go to Ibrahim. And we will go to Ibrahim to intercede. Ya Ibrahim, please intercede on our behalf. Shafa'ah. Ibrahim will say, nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself. Allah is so angry today. He has never become this angry and he will never become this angry. Go to somebody else. Go to Musa. And we will go to Musa. All these people will go to Musa. This bunch of believers will go to Musa asking for intercession. Musa will say exactly the same thing. Nafsi, nafsi. Myself, myself. Allah is so angry today. He has never become this angry and he will never become this angry. Go to somebody else. Go to Isa. And we will go to Isa and we will ask for intercession. Isa will say, myself, myself. He will not mention no sin like other prophets. He will only say, myself, myself. Go, go to Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will go to Muhammad. If Ibrahim is Khalilullah and Musa is Kalimullah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Habibullah. We will go to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will go to Prophet Muhammad. Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Habib Allah, ishfa' lana. Ask Allah to intercede on our behalf. Prophet Muhammad will say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ana laha, ana laha. I'm for it, I'm for it. And he will go. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will make sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will prostrate alayhi salatu wa salam. Wa yaqul thumma yaftahu Allahu alayya bimahamida lam akun a'lamha min qabl. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses me with some praise which I have never known before. So I start praising Allah, glorifying Allah, supplicating Allah. Oh Allah, I am not asking you for my beloved wife, Aisha. I am not asking you for my beloved daughter, Fatima. Ummati, 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 ummati. My nation, O Allah. This nation that have left the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This nation, or some of us who have ridiculed the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, mocked him sallallahu alayhi wasallam, did not even know how to defend him properly sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That day, Prophet Muhammad will not ask for his wife or for his daughter. One day, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was coming back from his hajj, and he came by an old grave. So he came down from his camel, and he went by that grave, and he started crying. The Sahaba saw him crying, so they started crying too. And then when the Prophet came back, Ya Rasulullah, they asked, you went to that grave and you just started crying. Whose grave is it? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, that's my mother's grave. That's my mother's grave. I wanted to supplicate for her. I wanted to make dua for her. I wanted to ask Allah to forgive her. Allah revealed to me not to pray for her because she died in the state of non-belief. And then I started crying. That day, the Prophet would not even ask for his mother. He would not ask for his most beloved people that were close to him. Yani his members of his family. He will ask for you and I. He will say, oh Allah, ummati, 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 my nation, my nation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, ya Muhammad, irfa' ra'asak, sal tu'ata wa shfa' tu shfa'. Oh Muhammad, raise up your head. Ask, you shall be given. Intercede, you shall be given intercession. Prophet Muhammad would say, Ya Rabbi, ummati, ummati. Ishfa'la, ummati, ummati. My nation, my nation. And Allah would say, go, oh Muhammad, I shall be coming down to start the hisab. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come down carried in his throne by 8 angels. وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٍ. 8 angels carrying the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he describes them. He says, between their ears to their shoulders is the distance between the heavens and the earth. They're all carrying the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, سُبُّوح قُدُّوس رَبِّ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْرُوحِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come down to start the hisab. Do you love him? Do you really love him sallallahu alayhi wasallam? خصه الله بحوض الكوثر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored him with so many beautiful things only to him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted the Prophet with is the basin of Al-Kawthar. The basin of Al-Kawthar, which in fact the water is sweeter than honey, whiter than milk. If you were to drink from it, you shall never feel thirsty again. And you will go to drink from that basin on that day whereby the sun will be on top of the heads. And then the Prophet himself, he will call you by name to come and to drink from his hand. Allah, 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 Allah. Imagine you drinking from the hand of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What is his right? What is the right of Rasulullah? This man who has sacrificed everything. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was crying one day so much that Allah sent Jibreel, and Allah knows. Oh Jibreel, go to Muhammad and ask him why he's crying. Ya Rasulullah, ask Jibreel, why are you crying? The Prophet told Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, ummati, ummati. My ummah, my nation, my nation. I want Allah to please them. Jibreel goes up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, he's crying because of his ummah. He wants you to be pleased with his ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Jibreel, oh Jibreel, go back and tell him we shall be pleased with him and we shall be pleased with his ummah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is his right? What is the right of this man, sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Do you know that his right is to believe in him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Do you know his right is to obey him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam? To obey and revive his sunan, sallallahu alayhi wasallam? وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whosoever obeys the Prophet, he has certainly has obeyed Allah. أَطِيعُ اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ. Obey Allah and obey the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You cannot say that I only obey Allah and you do not obey the Prophet. If you want to obey Allah, you've got to obey the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. Say, if you claim, I asked you all today, do you love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You all said yes. Allah says, say, if you love Allah, follow the footsteps of Rasulullah, Allah shall love you. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله. Say, if you certainly, surely, if you claim that you love Allah, then follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says in the hadith reported by Bukhari, narrated by Abu Huraira, كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة. Allah, Allah, Allah. كل أمتي. All my ummah shall enter Jannah. اللهم لك الحمد. اللهم لك الحمد. Praise be to you, Allah. All my ummah will enter the Jannah. And the Prophet says, Illa man aba, except that who he refuses. Qila wa man ya'ba Rasulullah. And we say, who refuses to enter the Jannah, ya Rasulullah? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man ata'ani dakhala al-Jannah wa man asani faqad aba. The Prophet says, whosoever obeys me, he shall enter Jannah. Hence, whosoever does not obey me, he has refused. He has refused to enter Jannah. How many rights of Rasulullah have we neglected today? A lot of people, they say, Akhi, this is just Sunnah. Mashi, mashi. It's only Sunnah. How many Sunnah have we left out today, my brothers and sisters? Ihya sunnah of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And some people, they only revive the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, quote unquote, the sunnah, during that day which they called the birthday of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And they collect and gather in some place or some masajid, you know, chanting some song, sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam sallallahu alayhi. Is this how you revive the sunnah of Rasulullah? Huh? Imagine, may Allah forbid, astaghfirullah, I'm sorry, I have to say this, but Rasulullah, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, they're all together, you know, and celebrating, happy birthday to you, ya Rasulullah. And the cake and candles. We think it's funny. And then we get together and we make some type of dhikr. The same people, and you go early in the masjid for Fajr, and all those people who are saying, Sallallahu ala Muhammad, hey, Sallallahu alayhi wasallam, hey, ha! At Fajr time, nobody is there. Who is there? The Imam. For Salat al-Fajr, and be one or two or three people praying behind him. Is this how we revive the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know something? Rasulullah, whenever he used to meet people and see them, he used to shake their hands and used to hug them. How about one hug for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do it right. Go back again, stand up and hug the person next to you with a very strong hug. A very strong hug. Not the Eid hug, not the Shum'ah hug. A very strong hug, inshallah ta'ala, with love. And don't hug the same person. Why don't you smell somebody else? (Clears throat) One of the rights, Zakum Allah khair, Allahu Akbar. When you tell the sisters give hug, akhlas, mashallah. They love it. And the sisters hugging. And the brothers. The right of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam to convey his message. To convey his message, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he says in the hadith reported by Bukhari and narrated by Ibn Umar, بلغوا عني ولو آية. Convey about me, even if it's only one ayah, that's all you know. Convey that about the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله. Say that this is my path. I call towards Allah, me and whosoever follows me. If you are a follower of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, my brothers and sisters, you've got to convey his message. You've got to follow his path, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam, whether you like it or not, let me tell you, whether you like it or not, whether you're happy or not, that this religion of Islam will reach the four corners of the world. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, in a hadith reported by Tabarani and narrated by Samim al-Dari, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يبلغن هذا الدين ما بلغ الليل والنهار ولا يترك الله بيت مدر ولا وبر إلا أدخله الله هذا الدين بعز عزيز أو بذل دليل. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says that this religion shall reach the four corners of the world. There will not be one single house left that has not heard of something called Al-Islam. This Islam, my brothers and sisters, La ilaha illallah, will reach the entire world. Everybody will hear about it. And let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, everybody will hear about this Islam. Everybody will hear about this La ilaha illallah. بدون عنف ولا دماء ولا تخريب. Everybody will hear about La ilaha illallah. This message will be conveyed to the four corners of the world with no, listen to this very, very well, with no oppression, no bloodshed, with no bloodshed, with no bloodshed, with no Charlie Hebdo, with no September 11. No. This religion of Islam, as the Prophet has promised, will reach the four corners of the world peacefully. Why? Because we Muslims, we do not believe in something called the sacred or the holy war. There is no such a thing as a holy war. War was never meant to be holy. I believe in holy peace. I do believe in holy peace, because how can war be holy? War is bloodshed. War is demolition. War is killing. That's what war is. Peace is love. Peace is unity. Peace is brotherhood. Peace is holy. And that's what I believe in. And my brothers and sisters, whatever happened, whatever here or there, Charlie Hebdo or whatnot, this is an opportunity to tell all over the world, and I'm not shy to say it or embarrassed to say it, whether you're happy or not. I don't really care, like the Sheikh says. I don't care either. I don't care either. I'm speaking the truth, and the truth is in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why I said we have failed to defend Rasulullah. We failed in defending him. We failed in conveying the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look what Allah says in the Quran. Memorize this ayah. The ayah, my brothers and sisters, is in Surah Al-Hijr. Ayah number 97, Al-Hijr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ لِمَا يَقُولُونَ وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. Oh Muhammad, we know, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know that that you find pain in your chest, يعني you find a lot of pain, you go to the hardship, بِمَا يَقُولُونَ, with what they're saying. Oh Muhammad, we know, Allah tells him, we know that you feel, you know, the sorrow, the pain, the sadness, because of what they're saying about you, because of their ridiculing you, because of their mocking you, because of their oppressing you. We know, oh Muhammad. So what did Allah tell the Prophet to do? He told him, فَسَبِّحْ. He did not say, go and retaliate by killing. He did not say that. He says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكْ وَكُلْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. He says, and praise your Lord and be amongst those who make lots of salah. This is the time to make lots of salah, lots of dua. This is the best time to convey the message of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah peacefully. Peacefully. It happened. And I wish this message can reach the media. I hope CNN is here today, and I hope that Fox News are here today to listen to this. In Iraq, when there was war between the Tatar and the Tatar, they invaded the Muslims. Came Ibn Taymiyyah, rahmatullahi alayh. Ibn Taymiyyah, he went to sort of negotiate a deal with the leaders of a Tatar to come out and to stop the oppression and to stop the killing and to free the prisoners. So when they negotiated and they wanted to sign the contract, listen to what Ibn Taymiyyah says. He says, أَهْلُ ذِمَّتِنَا قَبْلَ أَهْلَ مِلَّتِنَا. Allah, 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 Allah. He says, أَهْلُ ذِمَّتِنَا قَبْلَ أَهْلْ مِلَّتِنَا. When Ibn Taymiyyah is a Muslim scholar negotiating this contract, this deal with the leader of the Tatar to come out from Iraq, he says, yes, you want to free the people, the prisoners from the jails. He says, you first start with the people of the book. You first start with the people of the book who live in Iraq, from the Jews and the Christians. You first start with them first, free them first, then free the Muslims. Then free the Muslims. Free the people of the book first before freeing the Muslims. This is our deed. This is our message, my brothers and sisters. Our message is not about blood. Islam was not spread with blood. Islam was spread with peace. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, another right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only to revive his sunan, but also to love him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I know I asked all of you again and again, and this is, I did it on purpose. Who loves him? And a lot of you said, I. But how much do you really love him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Imagine this with me. Imagine this. Listen. People of Oslo, the Muslims here, imagine if Rasulullah was to come to spend a week in your home. Are you ready? Is your home ready to welcome Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Really? Is your home ready to host the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How can you host him? And if you don't pray Fajr, how can you host him? How can you host Rasulullah if you don't pray Salat al-Jama'ah? How can you host him? How can you host him if you don't wear hijab? How can you host Rasulullah? How can you host him and you didn't with riba? How can you host him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? My brothers and sisters, loving Rasulullah is not by vain talk. It's not by cheap talk. Reviving the sunnah of the Prophet, loving the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is by action. Is by action. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-muhibbu lil-muhibbi muta'u. Al-muhibbu lil-muhibbi muta'u. The one who loves a person, he obeys that person. You love your father. If you love your father, you obey him, ya akhi. Imagine, ya Sheikh, imagine, yani your father, he tells you, if you really love me, why didn't you do as I say? You disobey me and you claim that you love me. Your father will be angry. Your mother will be angry. Your mother says, you claim that you love me, but you did not listen to me. You did not obey me. How? What kind of love is that? What kind of love is that? وَاللَّهُ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. How can you claim that you love Allah? How can you claim that you love Rasulullah and you do not follow his ways and you do not follow the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? How much Quran do you love? Because Rasulullah used to love the Quran. How much salah do you love? Because Rasulullah, he used to love the salah. How much sadaqah do you love? Because Rasulullah used to love giving sadaqah, charity sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A man came to Rasulullah. Who wants to be with the Prophet in Jannah? This is not a tricky question. Only a few people. The others, they want to be on their own. Fine. Reported by Bukhari, narrated by Anas. A man came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah, Allah. Ya Rasulullah, whenever I miss you, I rush and I come to see you. I'm sitting home and I think about you and my heart longs to see you. So I just come and see you, Ya Rasulullah. But in Jannah, Ya Rasulullah, you will be in a very high level. You will be in Firdaus, you will be in Al-Wasila. And here I am, you know, here. So if I were to miss you, how can I come and see you? How can I be with you, Ya Rasulullah? And then the Prophet says, Al-mar'u ma'aman ahab. A man will be with whomever he loves in Jannah. So he told this Rasulullah, this man told him, Ya Rasulullah, mata sa'a? When is the hour? When is the day of judgment? The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ told him, what have you prepared for it? What have you done for it, for the day of judgment? The man says, I have not done a lot of work. Listen to this. I have not done a lot of work except that I love Allah and His Prophet. Except that I love Allah and His Prophet. And the Prophet Muhammad says, Al-mar'u ma'aman ahab, again. You shall be resurrected with whomever you love. If you love Rasulullah, you shall be resurrected with him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And remember, sisters and brothers, walk, huh? None on is cheap. You need to walk the talk. You need to walk the talk. You cannot just say, I love him. You've got to mimic. You've got to walk the talk. You've got to prove it. You've got to execute that statement. You've got to implement that statement. You've got to do what the Prophet loves. The Prophet says, Thalatha. Three types of things. Three types of things. If you want to taste the sweetness of Iman, if you want to taste the sweetness of faith, if you want to taste the sweetness of faith, here are three things. Here are three things. Number one, the Prophet says that I shall be more for him. You shall be more beloved to him than himself, his father, his parents, his kids, his wealth, than everything he belongs or everything he's got. If you want to taste the sweetness of Iman, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has to be more beloved to you than anything else. Do you love the Prophet Muhammad more than your parents? Do you love Prophet Muhammad more than your own children? Do you love Prophet Muhammad more than your own wife? Do you love Prophet Muhammad more than your husband? Do you love Prophet Muhammad more than your house? Do you love Prophet Muhammad more than your car? Do the Prophet Muhammad more than your money, more than your wealth, more than your property, more than your business? Umar ibn Khattab, he came to Rasulullah, he says, Ya Rasulullah, wallahi, I love you more than anything else except myself. The Prophet says, no, Ya Umar, la Ya Umar, no Umar. You shall not reach the real level of Iman unless and until I'm more beloved to you than everything else, including yourself. Umar paused and he went to Rasulullah and says, Ya Rasulullah, wallahi, I love you more than anything else, including myself. And then the Prophet says, Al-ana ya Umar, now, O Umar, now you have met the conditions of Iman. Now you have met and fulfilled the conditions of Iman. How much love you have for Rasulullah Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know how many times I mentioned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and only few of you are saying sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Very few are saying sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is in fact one of the means of stinginess. If you want to be close to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, aqrabukum minni majlisa. You know, those who would be close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, those who send lots of salat upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You say that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, fil alameen, innaka hamidun majid. Do you know that he loves you? Do you people know that Prophet Muhammad loves you? Do you know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he misses you? I have the evidence. I have the dalil. That Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he misses you. In fact, he missed us when he was alive. As reported in the hadith sound by Tirmidhi and Ahl al-Sunan, the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasallam, when he told the Sahaba, "Waditu لو أرى أصحابي وددت لو أرى إخواني." I wish to see my brothers. The companions, they said, "Ya Rasulullah, aren't we your brothers?" He said, "No, you are my companions. You are my friends. My brothers are those who will come after me and will believe in me." The Prophet misses you and I. He says, "I wish to meet my brothers. My brothers are those who will come after me and would believe in me." We're here. We came after the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. We did not see him. I haven't seen him. You haven't seen him. We did not see him. Yet we love him. Yet we miss him. So he says, "I wish to see them." He misses us, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He loves us, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine if you were to know that Ali radiallahu anhu loves you, or Umar loves you, or Uthman loves you. How good would you feel? How good would you feel when, if you were to know that Abu Bakr, you sleep tonight and you see Abu Bakr in a dream coming to tell you, "Oh, so and so, I love you." How about if Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves you? How about if I were to tell you, that last night in my dream, the Prophet came to me sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, "Convey the message to the people in Oslo, the people who will attend the peace conference, and convey the message and tell them that I love them." How good would you feel? How proud would you? I'm just telling you to imagine. Imagine that he loves you. Yes, he does love you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Send a lot of salah upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you send lots of salah upon him, you shall be with him inshallah ta'ala in Jannah. If you revive his sunan, you shall be with him in Jannah. If you defend him, you shall be with him in Jannah inshallah ta'ala. Defend him properly. If you convey his message, if you revive the sunan, if you mimic him, if you follow him, if you do exactly as he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Allah says, "وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ." Allah says, whatever the Prophet told you to do, do. وَمَا نَهَكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And whatever he has prohibited you from doing, then refrain from doing. You don't can't say, no, ya akhi, this is just sunnah, it's all right. La. The Prophet says, Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُدُوهُ. Whatever the Prophet has told you to do, do. And whatever he has prohibited you from doing, refrain from doing. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, I bear witness and we all bear witness here. Oh Allah, we all bear witness despite our weakness. Despite our weakness. Despite our shortcomings, we all bear witness. Oh Allah, and I'm saying this before all these people are here and I'm speaking on their behalf. Oh Allah, bear witness that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, please, I'm asking you by your greatest name. I'm asking you by your greatest name, Ismallah al-Adam, that by which if you were to ask by, you shall give. Oh Allah, I'm asking you by that greatest name to make us all be resurrected with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. Oh Allah, I ask you by your greatest name, all of us here, Ya Allah, forgive us tonight. And Ya Rabbi, don't let us come out from these doors tonight except that you have forgiven us. Oh Allah, I'm asking you here tonight. Oh Allah, I'm asking you by your greatest name here tonight. I'm asking you to for every step that all these people have stepped to come here. Oh Allah, forgive them, raise them ranks in Jannah. Forgive them and raise them ranks in Jannah. Oh Allah, I ask you by every name which I know and every name which I do not know. I ask you by your greatest name, oh Allah. Don't prevent us from seeing your face in Jannah. Oh Allah, make us the neighbors of Rasulullah in Jannah. Make us the neighbors of Rasulullah in Jannah. Make us the neighbors of Rasulullah in Jannah. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Azakumullah khair wa barakallahu fikum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.